Thais Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your Daily Breakthrough video, and in this video, I want to talk to you a little bit about how to handle the silent treatment. So if you haven't already seen the previous video that I made about this, it was sort of the core underlying reasons for why the silent treatment happens. And at a very high level, in some cases, we have people who use the silent treatment, yes, as a control mechanism to hurt somebody, to manipulate somebody, to elicit an emotional reaction, to see that the person does care. And it can be really unhealthy and toxic in those cases. However, I would say the vast majority of the time, it doesn't fall into that category. It usually falls into one of three major other underlying reasons. One, somebody doesn't know how to communicate their feelings and they're trying to soothe and they don't really have effective strategies. So their coping mechanism, if they're more avoidant, is to literally just withdraw into themselves, and they stonewall as a means of like trying to figure out what's going on inside of them. And they're really relying on themselves to kind of equilibrate and get back to normal. Number two can be that somebody doesn't know how to express their feelings and they don't know how to soothe through somebody else, and they feel unsafe to do so. They don't believe that they'll be understood, and they feel sort of like hopeless and helpless around this. And so because of that lack of perceived safety, they withdraw from that perspective. And another main reason that we'll see is somebody who doesn't, they're like upset and they don't trust themselves not to say something angry and mean. And these people tend to really feel like words can hurt. And they worry that words will hurt. And they feel like if I open my mouth or try to say anything, it's not going to be nice. So I better just like withdraw into myself until I'm not so angry. And then I'll try to have a conversation. So those are the major like reasons that we'll see the most often. And it is important to note that, yes, there are people who can do this for toxic or malicious reasons, but it's really, you know, if you go watch the previous video, I go into more of that there. So what I want to do in this video specifically is give you a few key steps for how to handle the silent treatment if you're experiencing this in a relationship. So step number one is, and this is like, you know, for different contexts, right? So this specific context that we're going to cover is going to be if somebody's giving you the silent treatment for a fairly short period of time, but it's like, you know, it's not like weeks or days or months, but it is, you know, for hours, maybe a couple of days even, and, you know, you're feeling upset about this. And this is specifically for the people who are not toxic. If there's somebody toxic who, by the way, if you're seeing like control manipulation tactics in relationships and it's not, you know, it's not healthy and you're seeing this pervasively, it really is probably time to leave that relationship. And I'm talking about like not controlling people, but people who just have a subconscious coping mechanism to withdraw within, but it doesn't make you feel good because maybe you lean more anxiously attached and this is triggering. And so you want to have a conversation to stop this from happening and work through these patterns so that we're not relying on silent treatments as some kind of coping mechanism. And instead we feel like we're empowered to communicate through problems in the relationship. So this is specifically the context I'm talking about this within. So number one, you want to validate that the other person's in pain. This is the most important thing we can begin by doing, because when somebody sees you're in pain, and we talked about some of those underlying reasons for why the silent treatment can happen, well, now all of a sudden somebody knows, or sorry, when you see that somebody else is in pain, when we talked about those underlying reasons, it was like because somebody feels unsafe, they feel misunderstood or unheard, they feel afraid, they don't know how to start the process of soothing through somebody else. So by doing this, you're kind of addressing a lot of those core underlying reasons why this is probably happening to begin with. And when somebody's in silent treatment mode, it's not going to go well if you start saying all of your pain points. They're so raw at that point, even though they seem cold underneath that, they're really cold because underneath that they feel too raw to even like go near a tough conversation. So when you can say to this person, hey, I know you're pulling away, I know you're pulling back, and I know it's because you're in pain, and I want to have a healthy conversation to understand what's going on with you. And in order to do so, I also need you to communicate when you're ready. So that's step one. It's saying, I see that you're in pain. I know you're in pain. I want to know your pain and come to understand it, but I'm not going to guess. Like I can't, that my job is not to be a mind reader. I need you to communicate, and I'm here to hold space for that. Okay. So that's really step one. Step two, in the same breath, you know, after you sort of finish that sentence, you also need to let the person know that the silent treatment doesn't make you feel good. So you can let them know what you're feeling. So you may say something to follow up that past sentence with, and also, you know, I start feeling afraid and really disconnected when you pull back. And so I'm really looking forward to having a healthy conversation as soon as you feel comfortable. So it's saying, you know, and what I'm showing you here is that there's validating the other person's emotions and letting them know that you're here to have a safe, harmonious conversation. Okay. Your intentions are good. They're to work through things. They're healthy. And then at the same time, you feel a little afraid too, you know, and try to use, when you use the emotion to express what you're feeling, not like I feel rageful, I feel angry. Don't use aggressive emotions. Use things that are truly vulnerable. What's underneath that anger or frustration? Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's feeling of helplessness. Maybe it's a feeling of confusion. So try to use those emotions that are more vulnerable and less personal to the other person. And by the way, as I give you the next step here, if you want to do a way deeper dive into this, two courses that I recommend, and we have a 7-day free trial for, which the link is in the description box below, the How to Repair Any Relationship course. We talk so much about how to communicate through tough conversations, challenging moments, how to help the other person regulate when you're in a challenging circumstance in accordance with your own boundaries, and also the conflict communication course, which breaks down different steps in a lot of detail. And we also have a communication scripts course that has a lot of different scripts available to you if you need sort of like, you know how I share these scripts? I say like, start by saying X, Y, and Z, and I say specific things. It's literally a list of like 60 different scripts that are just specific for different specific scenarios. And the course has those modeled out to you. Anyways, so you can check those out literally for free for 7 days by clicking on the link in the description box below. So you want to let that person know how the silent treatment makes me feel. And then the next step is to state your intentions. And the intentions that you state are going to be based on like the degree of silent treatment that's happening and why it's taking place. So your intentions may be something like, you know, when you're ready, I definitely want to have a healthy conversation. I want to talk about our needs and how we can properly resolve this so we can be in a really great space together again. So do you hear the intention in there? It's like, so that we can be in a great space together again. My intention is to get in a great space with you again. And we try to use language in here that unites. So things like together again, you know, and things that are, you know, let's both work through this. We can do this, you know, things that are we, togetherness, you know, all that binding language that says, hey, we're on the same team, essentially. Now, if you're in a different situation where there's been more of a long-term silent treatment, and maybe this is because somebody feels unsafe to share, and maybe there is like something really painful or challenging that happened in the relationship dynamic that led up to that. Another sort of variation of this would be to say, we don't have to sort out everything at once. Even if we just work through one small thing per day that puts us in a more positive direction, a bunch of small steps over the course of time is going to lead to a lot of really great outcomes. And so the more you can just make everything clear, specific to the situation by stating those intentions and then opening the dialogue from there, that is how you're going to start to see somebody be willing to come out of the silent treatment. So just in summary there, validate that you know that they're in pain. Let them know that you want to have a healthy conversation, okay? Then let them know how you're feeling when they withdraw so that they can see, because most people, when they're in silent treatment, they don't actually realize that they're hurting the other person. Some people do, absolutely. And yes, people can be toxic and manipulative and do all that stuff. But honestly, the vast majority of the time, somebody's just pulling back out of like survival mode and trying to cope. And when we're in that raw mode, you don't know that, oh, I'm hurting somebody else around me, because you're so internally focused on just trying to figure out your own stuff for a moment. So by letting somebody else know, it doesn't feel good for me, it's also very beneficial because you're taking yourself into consideration and giving the person a chance to see you too. And then step three, stating those intentions, being really clear about what they are, using that connective language. And then of course, if it's because of a giant situation that's happening behind the scenes that's led up to that, letting them know that you can take, you know, one small step per day if the person's willing to just give you a little bit each and every day. So hopefully this makes sense. Obviously, this is just like a start to this topic. There's so much more we could discuss about this and in so much more detail. But hopefully this makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And don't forget, you can check out the courses in that link to the 7-day free trial below. And I will see you in the next video.